This is the Rob Johnson Show on 640 WGST. Connect with him on Facebook. Hit the link at 640WGST.com.
Hi, it's 620. Rob Johnson here. On the web at 640WGST.com, where the poll question of the day continues as it was yesterday. And we'll give you the results a little later on here on the program. And let's see, what do we got coming up here? Sacrifice of the Obamas, just a couple of moments away here. Wow, this was a scare. Aaron Murray, Georgia's starting quarterback, was spotted on campus on crutches. So the concern is, you know, what happened? Did he break a bone? Break an ankle? Break a leg? He apparently sprained his right ankle in a pickup soccer game on campus on Saturday. Doctors checked it out, said he's okay. He should be able to practice on Sunday. When? Practice for the upcoming spring football practices next month. Okay, good. Good deal. Alejandro has sports coming up at 6:45 this morning here on the program. Now, what's up with gas prices, too? If you notice that, the gasoline prices have jumped another nickel now. We're up 55 cents a gallon more than a year ago, according to the Lundberg survey. The average price for a gallon of regular is $3.18. That's looking nationwide. That's up 5 cents from 2 weeks ago. Prices at the pump have risen 49 cents a gallon since late September. And I can't quite figure out why, because there is a deep glut of gasoline supply right now in the United States. And again, going by the Lundberg survey, the most common benchmark they say for crude oil is West Texas Intermediate on the futures market. And the crude, they say, is glutted in serious oversupply. So why are the prices why do they keep going up? Oil companies not making enough money? The latest average prices for Atlanta were $3.11 as of, I think this was as of yesterday, if not Sunday. $3.11 Atlanta. By comparison, San Francisco's average is $3.54. In Billings, Montana, $2.95. Well, let's talk this morning about the sacrifice that you and I must make. Yes, it's time for, on the Rob Johnson Show, the sacrifice of the Obamas.
We're going to have to return to a spirit of service and responsibility and sacrifice.
It's about changing our mindset about what we're willing to sacrifice.
We will, each and every one of us, have to compromise on certain things we care about, but which we simply cannot afford right now. That's a sacrifice we're going to have to make.
Sacrifice from everyone.
Everybody's going to have to give. Everybody's going to have some skin in the game.
What does it mean to be an American? And what kind of sacrifice do we all have to make? What Barack says, we all have the work to do.
But I want you to know that what you're doing is making a sacrifice for the next generation. A sacrifice you may not have chose to make, but a sacrifice you were nevertheless called to make.
Sacrifice.
No sacrifice.
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 It's no sacrifice.
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 What are we willing to sacrifice?
That's a sacrifice we're going to have to make.
No sacrifice at all.
Yes, we are urged by our esteemed leaders to sacrifice in so many ways in our lives. Of course, the First Lady has urged us to sacrifice the foods that we enjoy with the goal of better health in mind. I mean, she's pushed for healthier eating nationwide. First up, in this effort to combat childhood obesity, remember she showed the vegetable garden to the TV crews that she personally planted on the White House grounds in 2009? She tilled the ground, she germinated the seeds, she hoed the rows, and she got down on her hands and knees and planted those seeds. I know, I've seen the pictures. And that's a very good thing. It's a great example for American families, no doubt about that. And then she's told schools what they can and cannot serve for lunch, ensuring that they only serve what she says is food that's good for the kids. She's now talking to the National Restaurant Association, using the authority of the White House to coerce them into serving smaller portions and healthier fare. But all are part of the greater sacrifice that we Americans must make for the betterment of us all, according to the First Lady. Well, here's an article from Vail Daily, the Vail, Colorado newspaper. I'll just read from it here. First Lady Michelle Obama and her two daughters, 9-year-old Sasha and 12-year-old Malia, together with some family friends, are spending the President's Day holiday weekend in Vail. President Obama did not make the trip. The First Lady went to restaurant Kelly Lichen in Vail Village on Saturday night, dining on braised Anko chili short ribs. Braised Anko chili short ribs. I was curious about this. I went to food.com and looked this thing up. I can't recall having eaten them. So I went to look at the nutritional facts on this. Here's what I found. One serving of these types of ribs contain 1,575 calories. Calories from fat, 1,279. That means 81% of the 1,575 calories is just fat. As a percentage of the daily recommended value that the federal government says we should intake, that's 218% of the daily saturated fat intake recommendation, 301% of the monounsaturated fat, take in, 327% of the daily polyunsaturated fat recommended allowance for the day that the First Lady was taking in. With this one sitting. Remember 2 weeks ago at the White House Super Bowl party, she authorized the following menu to be served to her families and guests. Bratwurst, kielbasa, cheeseburgers, deep dish pizza, buffalo wings, and ice cream. And now she's eating ribs containing three times the government's daily recommended fat intake in one sitting. What kind of an example is she setting for the kids of America? Come on, while asking us to do without those kinds of foods? Now, the article doesn't mention what the first girls ate, but if they didn't have the same dinner, they at least sat and watched their mom suck the fat and meat off those rib bones and the sauce off her fingers. Now, I don't mind a first lady that eats fatty, unhealthy foods, because to me, one who isn't a holier-than-thou elitist know-it-all, what anyone chooses to eat is their own bam business. But if she's going to insist that I not eat what I want, and if she insists on restricting or forbidding my little girl's access to what we say is okay for her, then the least she can do is practice what she preaches. She should at least sacrifice in the same way that she's asking, or if perceptions are correct, telling us to. You know what I want? I want to find an Atlanta restaurant to offer on their menu some First Lady selections. To partner with us here. And we'll call it the First Lady's Choice Selections. It'll include Anko chili, short ribs, bratwurst, kielbasa, cheeseburgers, and pizza and ice cream. And I'm not kidding around. If you're a restaurant owner or a manager, and you want to do a special First Lady menu, I'll promote it on this massive radio station signal at no charge to you. We'll partner with you on this. I'll tell our listeners to go to your establishment and enjoy the foods that the First Lady of the United States enjoys. But that is when she's not perched on her elevated equine. You can call us at 404-367-WGST. That's 367-9478. Email me directly at rob@WGST.com. Find us on Facebook and Fitter. And I'm serious. I am serious about this. I want to find a restaurant that will work with us on this to do a special First Lady menu. Give us a call. Shoot us an email. Love to hear from you this morning. We'll do a break for news. Mike Conti is coming up here in just a couple of seconds, as is Fox News. And then we'll come back and talk to Rich Johnson from Fox News Radio about the White House reaction to the budget battle in D.C. and what's going on in the Middle East. It's 29 past 6.
Attention.